Women Offshore just hosted its third annual benefit gala. This is our biggest fundraising event of the year to raise money for our organization and really expand our programming. It was a phenomenal event, and one of the highlights of the evening was a speech made by a young community member of Women Offshore. So today I want you to listen to it. She's such a treasure, and if you have a tissue box near you, you may want to grab it. Welcome, everyone. You are listening to the Women Offshore podcast. This is Ali Cedeno.
And Christine McMillan.
We are both experienced seafarers.
And at Women Offshore, we are making waves.
The Women Offshore Foundation propels Women Plus into meaningful careers through access to a worldwide community and professional development resources, while raising awareness amongst industry leaders and decision makers about issues affecting women on the water. This podcast is an integral part of our mission, and we appreciate you listening in.
New episodes of the Women Offshore podcast are available every Tuesday. Subscribe on whatever platform you like to listen to podcasts on, and be in the know about the latest topics related to diversity, equity, and inclusion within the maritime and offshore industries.
Thanks for tuning in. We have another great episode for you today. Each year at our annual benefit gala, we ask a couple members of our community to talk about their experience and what Women Offshore means to them. It's always thrilling to listen to their speeches and hear their passion helping others through Women Offshore and what they have gotten out of it as well. We were very blessed to have our two speakers this year. One was Carolyn Kurtz, a retired Tampa Bay pilot. She shared her journey and what a legend she is. And I know she listens to this podcast, so shout out to Carolyn. Thank you for your incredible speech. And then the other speech was given by Katara Smolinski. And Katara actually recorded her speech on her phone. And so what a great opportunity it was to also play it for you here on the podcast. I want you to listen to her journey because it is so inspiring. She is extremely resilient, brilliant, and really every positive adjective I could use, I would use it to describe Katara. So thank you, Katara, for being a part of Women Offshore. Thank you for sharing your journey. You mean the world to me. I'm so thankful to know you, and I cannot wait to see what you accomplish next in your career. You have a bright future ahead of you, and we will be here to support you every step of the way. So here's Katara and your final warning that you may just need a tissue box to listen to her speech.
All right, good evening, everyone. My name is Katara Smolinski, and I'm currently a San Jac Maritime student. I first met Ali 7 years ago, as she said, and I'm just so excited to be here. This is my first gala, so this is very special to me. First, I want to send a huge shout out and a thank you to the Women Offshore team who facilitate these amazing events all year, every year. You guys are incredible. And then finally, I want to thank Ali for allowing me to speak on your stage tonight. I am both humbled and honored to do so. For the audience, my story tonight is not one of the sea variety, so if that's what you were anticipating, I do apologize. No, so my speech tonight is one of perseverance, of grit, of hope. I started my maritime journey at the United States Merchant Marine Academy in 2017. After a summer of team building, classes began, and it did not take long to realize this is exactly what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. For the first time in my academic career, I finally felt like I belonged. Fast forward to April, I had been having some issues with my eye, and so I went to see an ophthalmologist to see what was going on. He did all of his tests, and naturally, I thought it was a bad cyst, sty, something like that. But one of his tests included CT scans of my orbital bones to see if he could see what was happening. On April 19th, I received a phone call that no person should ever have to answer. You have cancer. In that moment, everything else left my mind, and those three words just went over and over again. There was nothing else to do but figure out how I was going to beat it. The tumor was removed on May 15th, and the surgeon who removed it confirmed the type of cancer, Ewing's sarcoma. Generally, this is a long bone cancer found in the arms and legs of pediatric patients, and it was in my eye. Great. Starting out strong, already had an already rare type of cancer in a place it didn't belong. The treatment plan that was established after we figured out what kind it was 12 months of sledgehammer chemotherapy paired up with 30 days of spot radiation. That meant that I was going to have to leave my school and all of my friends behind for an entire year. I was more crushed about that than I was when I first found out I had cancer. If that says nothing else about my personality, I don't know what does. And so began the treatments. I pushed my doctor to give me my chemotherapy as soon as my body was able to receive it. One day, he made the comment, he's like, you know what? You are my only patient who actively asked to be poisoned. But I had to get it done so I could get back to the place where I belonged. Call it sheer power of will, I crammed 12 months of chemotherapy into 9. 3 months faster than anyone anticipated. Then, to kick me while I was down, 3 days after I finished chemotherapy, I received another phone call from school saying I no longer met the standards for the Navy and I would be removed from the program. Needless to say, a few expletives might have been shared over this phone call from my end. Because how could they take away the one thing that was keeping me going, that got me through those treatments? I told them that I was going to appeal and fight their decision with everything I had left in me. You wanna know what they said to me? Good luck. My fight continued, not against the cancer anymore, but against the paperwork bureaucracy. They gave me 9 months to collect everything that I needed to appeal and to get back into physical fitness standards. December of 2019, I submitted everything and prayed. All that was left to do now was wait for an answer. 2 months passed, no answer either way. The end of February was nearing, when one early morning, I get a call from a New York number. The woman on the other line was calling, and she said, hi, you have 2 home addresses on file, and I need to know where to send your orders to return to. My what? She was like, oh, did no one inform you? So you're supposed to report back for the start of the spring trimester. Okay, all right, well, in that case, please send them to this address. I hung up my phone call and screamed in decibels only dolphins could register. I did it. I did the one thing that they said I would never be able to do. Everything was going so well. Soon, I'd be getting on my first ship. But before I could do that, I would have to go home and get my post-remission checkup. No big deal. And the universe said, hold my beer. During my routine blood tests, something was wrong with my blood cell counts. More testing. Life number 2 derailer coming up. You have leukemia. Most likely brought on to the harmful nature of the chemotherapy for your previous cancer. What a horribly ironic sentence that was. When you get as much bad news as I have at this time, it starts to hurt a lot less. You become more numb to it. January of 2021, I did the hardest thing that I've ever done in my life, and I just beat cancer. I went back to Kings Point for the last time and medically resigned. Even after fighting so hard to get back in the first time, I ultimately had to leave. At least this time, I could leave with my pride. However, my spirit, on the other hand, was torn to shreds. And so, I started the long fight for my life again. I had discovered women offshore when I was a maritime student, and as a testament to my willingness to stay a part of this community, and eventually the maritime industry, Allie invited me to remain a member of the Women Offshore Organization. And you can ask her, if there was a virtual event during any of this, I was there. Sometimes in the middle of getting my chemotherapy. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit so I can spare you the details of leukemia and bone marrow transplant trials and tribulations because we'd be here for hours. So, after ringing in the new year, 2022, my body gave up. I was a shell of a human being. Multiple organs were in critical condition. I was on a CPAP machine day and night because I had RSV and bronchitis obliterans on top of each other. Weight was falling from my body faster than I could do anything about it. And I had a raging staph infection in my left hip that left me completely debilitated. to the point I had to be wheeled around in a wheelchair and I couldn't even get out of bed by myself. My life was hanging by a thread. All 98 pounds of me was going to lose that battle unless a miracle happened. As you can imagine, I wasn't much for conversation or activities because, well, existence was exhausting. To pass the time, I often watched movies or listened to music. Then instead, one day, I listened to an episode of my favorite podcast, this podcast. Somewhere deep inside of me, a new type of fear stirred up. Hearing female mariners' voices again, I realized that if I didn't survive this, I would never get to fulfill my dreams, never become a mentor, never make my mark on this industry. And I cried. I was drowning, and it was then that all I wanted to do was hold the ship's helm again. Every day after that, I put on a new episode until I was discharged from the hospital 45 days later. It rekindled my almost snuffed out ember of hope. I had to live for my future. The next year was full of grueling recovery challenges, but little by little, I regained some semblance of functionality. I continued to prove to myself, to my family, and to my care team that I would beat the odds, whatever it took. 12 months after my near-death experience, I was a completely different person. Not only had I made a full recovery, but now I began to feel alive. Returning to the academy was never going to be an option, so I had to pursue a different path to get my maritime transportation degree and get into the industry. A chance to go to school at Sanjack Maritime presented itself. It seemed like a no-brainer. Finish my degree while being within driving distance of Women Offshore? Yes, please. Last year was filled with progress and opportunities that I really dreamed about 3 years ago. The reason I can stand before you today is because of the direct and indirect support of this group and the people in it. Your stories, your giving hearts, you all gave me a reason to go on. So I thank you from the deepest part of my soul. Without the work that Allie and her team do for young mariners breaking into this industry, many would be lost in the crowd. Events like this provide the means for students to succeed without having to worry about what it's going to cost. They can just focus on becoming the best versions of them. Donations that go to scholarships, becoming a mentor, whether it be in our program or just on your own, or even just joining an organization like this, you have a huge influence on the future of our maritime industry. You all make a difference, even if you don't realize it. I joined Women Offshore in 2017, and I had no idea the effect it would have on me. This is my safe space. It became a second family, and we all understand the importance of having a support group behind you every single day. No matter where you are in your career, or how long you have been in the industry, Women Offshore will be a home for anybody who needs it. My story is only one of many out there. Imagine all of the people that have faced the odds and come out on top. Everyone here could be the catalyst in someone's life to change their path entirely. I vow for the rest of my life that I will do anything and everything I can do to give back to the community that saved me, and become a beacon of hope for the young mariners to come and to lift as I climb. Thank you all for lending your ear for my story tonight. Have a wonderful rest of your evening.
Thanks for tuning in to the Women Offshore podcast.
Come back next Tuesday for another new episode.
If you want to propel Women Offshore forward, visit womenoffshore.shop. Make a donation or purchase some swag.
Until next time,
stay safe out there, and we will talk to you soon.